In-Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Tonight on KBOO's News in Depth, Jimmy Tardy speaks with City Council candidate Sharon Maxwell and John Walsh about the upcoming events, about the upcoming visit by Oliver North. Mr. North was the prime player in Iran-Contra scandal and the illegal diversion of funds, the transfer of arms for hostages, and the infiltration of crack cocaine into this country as part of the Iran-Contra scandal.
Fellow Americans, the power of the presidency is often thought to reside within this Oval Office. Yet it doesn't rest here. It rests in you, the American people, and in your trust. Your trust is what gives a president his powers of leadership and his personal strength. And it's what I want to talk to you about this evening. As angry as I may be about activities undertaken, as disappointed as I may be in some who served me, and as personally distasteful as I find secret bank accounts and diverted funds, what began as a strategic opening to Iran deteriorated in its implementation into trading arms for hostages.
This is Jimmy Tardy. You just heard, of course, former President Ronald Reagan trying to explain away his presidency's involvement with the Iran-Contra affair. And if you pay close attention, you heard Mr. Reagan talking about the entire scandal was around trading arms for hostages. And there is much more to the story. I am joined right now on the phone by Sharon Maxwell. She's a former city council candidate, and she was speaking at Dawson Park this weekend. Basically, her message has to do with the introduction of crack cocaine into America's inner cities and how that turned into such a poison. Thanks for joining me, Sharon.
Yes.
The reason that we're talking today is because the prime architect of the Iran-Contra scandal, Mr. Oliver North, is going to be visiting Portland this weekend as part of the Oregon Liberty Alliance Freedom Rally. Tell me about what Mr. North is representing and what you want people to know about his past.
Great. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for having me on today. Yeah, I received this flyer in the mail. The OLA members organization, which represent several organizations, and they're coming together, they say, for family values, life, public safety, fiscal responsibility, and religious liberty. But their main speaker, as I looked over the flyer, and it caught me so totally surprised, is their speaker is Colonel Oliver North, and he's going to be speaking of the threat of domestic terrorism. And basically, Oliver North's hero was he was part of the rogue national security that was handling the Iran-Contra deal. And basically, what he was doing along with Manuel Noriega and others were money laundering and running drugs back and forth so that they could pay for this operations that was going on. But what people don't recognize or even know is that they actually were the ones who brought the crack cocaine and drugs and the illegal weapons into American City, starting in Los Angeles. And then they basically recruited the Crips and the Blood gang members to take the drugs and the illegal weapons and create gangs in every urban major African-American community across America. And this is what started the gangs and the drugs that basically here in Portland, which where I was born and raised and have lived through this to be able to even tell the story. That's why our group, which is Fair-Minded Oregonians Standing Up for Right Values, are going to be protesting against Mr. Oliver North, who basically was the ringleader for this whole operation that created the devastation and destruction that we've seen in our communities, that pretty much created the school-to-prison pipeline system and destroyed families and incarcerated predominantly black and brown males at a rate of 4 to 5 times of the white population, and has brought such destruction that we're yet seeing the impact and adverse impact that's happening continually, even right now on our streets. So people can actually look up an article on Google Scholar by Peter Dale Scott, the Asia Pacific Journal. Even if you just go to Google and put in the Iran-Contra scandal, it's going to pull up all the different articles and people that have written up. Senator John Kerry's subcommittee was the entity that actually performed the investigation of this counterterrorism operation, and that found that they were using and secret powers up under the president, which they say he knew or he didn't know, but he did know. But the part of it that has never been really told or people have not believed is that this whole operation is what created the crack cocaine epidemic within all of these urban major cities across America, and that pretty much opened the door to the devastation of thousands and thousands of families. And here in Portland alone, as I did my research from the Portland Police Bureau's annual record shows from 1980 to 2013 that 1,058 African Americans were murdered right here in northeast Portland. And that is a tragedy and a horrific number to even think about. But that this man, that he's going to be here supposedly at this family values conference that they're holding, speaking to families as though he hasn't done anything. He's never apologized. He's never admitted that he's done anything wrong. But yes, he was the ringleader of this illegal drugs, money laundering, illegal guns that were brought to every city that pretty much has become such epidemic proportion that we're addressing it still today, and that it's wiped out two generations of young men from the community.
And how can people that are listening connect with your group and maybe even join in your protest efforts?
Okay, so on Friday, March 13th, we'll be meeting at Dawson Park, which is on North Williams Avenue at Graham Street, and we'll be there from 4 to 6 making signs. And then on Saturday, March 13th, which is their conference is March 14th, we'll be meeting at the Oregon Convention Center at 11 a.m., and we'll meet at the Martin Luther King statue, and then we will be posted up at the different entrances and protests, and we're also being joined by other groups. Veterans for Peace will be rallying at this event as well, but we're asking as many people as possible who believe in right values for all Americans, that all people matter, and that we cannot allow rogue CIA, rogue officers to basically use their power and exert their power over the people when they actually work for us. It's treasonous, and actually he's going to be talking about domestic terrorism when he is a domestic terrorist himself. They're calling Oliver North out on his domestic terrorism message that he himself committed domestic terrorism on American citizens right here on domestic soil. And we want to call him out on that and stand against this fabricated lie that was created and this narrative that was created for against the African-American community, as though we were the ones that brought in these illegal guns and that we created crack cocaine. But we know that that is not the truth, and we're going to stand against what he is talking about. And basically what he's doing, he's a warmonger.
Sharon,
he's a Republican, and they want more wars.
So how can people contact you?
You can contact me by calling 971-506-2815, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Fair-Minded Oregonians, Stand Up for Right Values. Maxwell Sharon is my Facebook page, and we would love to have as many people as possible come out. Bring your signs, make signs. We're standing against warmongers and people that promote fear. We're standing against war criminals such as Oliver North and the like.
That was Sharon Maxwell discussing Oliver North's visit, and we are going to go now and speak with John Walsh. Thanks for your time, Sharon, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great day.
And I'm joined on the phone now by John Walsh. John, you're associated with Veterans for Peace.
Actually, with Witness for Peace, a group that started back in the 80s at the time of the Contra War against Nicaragua.
So your group, Witness for Peace, has its origins with the Iran-Contra scandal, which, of course, Mr. Oliver North, who we were just talking about his upcoming visit, we were talking with Sharon Maxwell about their protest efforts this weekend. Tell me what Witness for Peace is doing and tell me why.
Well, the main thing about this visit is not necessarily the individual, but it reminds us about U.S. government policies extending back over a century but continuing to the present day, policies that sponsor violence against people in Latin America. There's a legacy of proxy wars, outright invasions, golpes, coup d'etat, covert actions, death squads, forced disappearances, torture, and repression. And this has been funded, abetted, trained by people affiliated with the United States government. And this visit reminds us of that history and also the fact that stuff's going on today, too.
Tell me about the dissonance between the Oregon Family Council and their event this weekend, the 2015 Freedom Rally, and how that doesn't quite match up with Mr. North and the activities that he perpetuated on part of the American government.
Well, I think you can see in the policies in which he was implicated a lot of the hypocrisy in foreign policy that's been conducted by the United States, where the main feature we hear about now so often is the war on terrorism. At the same time, the U.S. government has at times done deals with nations or groups considered to be terrorists, even at the moment when those deals were done, and certainly has supported actions which would be regarded as terrorists by anybody on the receiving end of them. So the hypocrisy of that, the falsehood in terms of living up to the values articulated as a basis for policy, are on some of the clearest display you'll ever find in the case of the Iran-Contra scandal. Certainly would like to highlight for everyone the lesson of the history of what was done against people in Nicaragua and elsewhere, and the fact that this is happening right now, too. The U.S. is spending billions of taxpayer dollars on what's called Plan Merida, which helps militarize Mexican society, and the effects of that are things we see in disappearances, such as the 43 students who went missing last fall. The U.S. is helping to militarize Central American society in the Central American Regional Security Initiative, and Honduras, of course, is feeling the brunt of violence in part because of that, which has driven so many people and children specifically to leave their homes. So what we would like to do is call on people to use this as a teachable moment, as an opportunity to learn and to reach out to change those policies, to change that history and make a better future for everyone.
Is there a way that people can get in touch with Witness for Peace?
Online at witnessforpeace.org is our website. We would certainly welcome people participating in delegations, which we conduct to Latin American countries, including both Mexico and Honduras, ones I just mentioned, also Cuba and Colombia and Nicaragua. There's nothing that is the equal to hearing face-to-face from people about their own experiences and seeing their struggles firsthand. We learn a great deal from that direct personal contact. That's the best thing that we can offer people by way of a way to get informed and get active and get involved.
When we were talking with Ms. Maxwell earlier, she was mentioning how Mr. North will be discussing terrorism, and in the bio for Mr. North, they said, quote, during the Reagan administration, Lieutenant Colonel North was the United States government's counterterrorism coordinator. And they don't go on to mention any of the ways in which he participated in that activity. What do you think about the idea that what Mr. North represents is both ends of the chickens coming home to roost, in that he was involved in promoting terrorism in Central America and also in promoting domestic terrorism here in this country?
Well, I think what we see repeatedly is that there are long-term consequences to short-term policies. And if short-term policies focus on militarization and violence, they breed more of the same, not necessarily for the same purposes or by the same actors. But you can't expect to get to a peaceful, sustainable, and just society by acts of violence and injustice. If the goal is to have democracy, if the goal is to have freedom, if the goal is to have peace, those things have to be built with the long, slow, hard work of peaceful action, of respect for other people and their values and their cultures, and of listening as well as of talking. and certainly be acting in ways that are constructive and not destructive, not killing people, not disappearing people, not injuring or wounding or repressing people.
Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Just that in Portland specifically, this visit carries special weight because one of the many victims of violence sponsored by the U.S. in Nicaragua was someone who lived in Portland, Ben Linder. In Nicaragua, killed by the Contras, he was assisting the civilian population in improving their standard of living by building small hydroelectric dams. And the Contras targeted specifically things that made civilian life better. It was not a war of military against military. It was a war of armed actors against civilians. One of the victims was Ben Linder, who was working, as just described, to help make the lives of people in Nicaragua better. And people to this day remember him, remember many people from the U.S. who acted not in this violent, terroristic way that was typified by our government, unfortunately, at the time, but in a constructive way of involvement, engagement, and solidarity represented by people like Ben Linder.
Great. I've been talking with John Walsh. He is with Witness for Peace, and we've been discussing along with Sharon Maxwell earlier the upcoming visit this weekend by Mr. Oliver North, who I guess his greatest claim to infamy is his connection and deep involvement, if not being the central player in the Iran-Contra scandal back in the Reagan administration in the mid-80s. Thank you for your time, Mr. Walsh.
Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next is Out Loud. But first, these messages.